Thank you for listening to A Circle in a Square podcast. If you'd like to be more involved in our special community and support the recording of future episodes, we invite you to become a member of iHeart Old Town Orange on Patreon. Join one of our two tiers to get fun incentives and perks like cute iHeart stickers, exclusive bonus content, and amazing deals from local merchants. Visit patreon.com/iHeart today to join the iHeart fam. You can also find the link in our show notes. Thanks for supporting us.
Are you thirsty? Well, we got the juice.
Welcome back to A Circle in a Square, everybody, for a special zesty segment of What's Juicy. Alex and I. Hey, Alex.
Hey, everyone.
We are excited to have our guests on today, and we are here with Lauren Hernandez and her husband, Mike. They are the owners of two of our favorite spots in OTO, the clothing boutique Lornly and the amazing barbecue joint Smoked. They also have a brand new business coming to the Circle soon, and they're here to give us all of the juicy deets.
Right on.
Thanks for joining us, you guys.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank
We're
you.
Excited. Our first podcast.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Yeah. Welcome to A Circle and a Square. It's always a magical time.
We're excited to have you.
Yeah. Okay, so for those of us who haven't been shopping or dining out much lately, can you tell us what's going on with Lornly and Smoked right now during the pandemic, especially because now they have closed Glacel off, correct?
Yeah, the north side of Glacel and south side, that just happened on Wednesday. And it's been amazing. Like, I don't know that we could keep operating without that. And the city really stepped up, Mark Murphy, mayor, and the Chamber of Commerce. And so very thankful for that.
It's so cute, too. It's like,
have you guys been?
A fun dining experience. It's like so fun.
Kind of reminds
me. No, we haven't gone down there yet.
Yeah, no, yeah, we haven't seen it. So basically what happened was, so they closed down the street, and then are they doing, is it like al fresco dining basically?
Yeah. They have like every restaurant gets to have a spot in the street, and there's tables set up and umbrellas, and it's like, it's super cute. It's
yeah,
really fun.
Not just restaurants, but boutiques as well.
Oh, like, yeah.
People
yeah,
are putting stuff
true.
Out there. So,
oh, that's cool.
We're kind of hoping that everybody enjoys it so much, and the people of Orange, that we can maybe have this the whole summer, year after year, you know?
So does Lornly have like a little like booth set up or something out right now?
We don't actually. I was thinking about it, but kind of technicalities seem to haven't really figured that part out. We have smoked tables in front of our store, so you can technically dine and shop literally
and
at the
shop.
Same time. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm living the dream.
So we have everything inside at the moment, and we may put some stuff outside, but I don't really have any plans on doing so just yet.
Yeah, when the whole, going back to the pandemic, March 16th is when, or the 17th when we when we closed 16th. Down everything, and we could have done takeout and carry out, but at the time, a lot of my staff, they just were worried about obviously getting sick and getting their family sick, so we just shut it down, kind of waited to see what was going to happen, and then about a month and a half later, we were able to start doing takeout, and then just as of recently, back open at 50% capacity. So
until that got shut down.
Yeah. Now we're outside. So it's been interesting. It's like every day you turn on the news and you wait to see what the governor's going to say and what the numbers are as of today. So it's exciting every day, waking up, trying to figure it out, pivoting every day.
I know. It's so crazy. But yeah, no, that's awesome. So right now Smoked is, so you guys are, you're pretty much al fresco dining, but then you're also, people can do takeout.
Take it as well, yeah. If you know, some people just still aren't very comfortable being around people, so we do everything we can to satisfy them, and we bring out to the curbside and take it out to their car. But
oh yeah, that's great.
Yep.
No indoor dining though.
Anymore. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No. So we'll see. Hopefully, I've been hearing rumors of the governor talking about possibly going back to stay at home, which would mean we couldn't even do what we're doing now out in the on the streets. We'll see.
So I know this kind of just depends on how the next like month or two goes, but you do have a new business opening up in OTO. Do you have any updates or details about the new brewery?
Yeah, 1886. It's been a long, tedious project.
It's been brewing for a while.
Yeah.
I just thought it right now. I swear.
Wow. Yeah. So
my jokes are bad.
There's been a few setbacks, besides the COVID crisis pandemic, but we're getting closer and closer. It's just there's a lot of unknowns with that building. That building was erected in 1886.
Wow.
Brewery 1886, but there was a lot of challenges and unknowns as we dove into it deeper and deeper. And so those were some of the setbacks that we had. The biggest one was getting adequate power to that that building. And that took about 5 or 6 months in a couple of different plans. We ended up finally going with a plan that the city approved. And so that's where we're at now. Pretty much the building, it's completely finished with there's a few things that have to be hung, a couple of doors, but other than that, we are waiting for SoCal Edison to pull the cables and give us a connection. And so right now we're in the queue. I think it's probably about anywhere from 10 to 15 days. And so, you know, the problem that we're having is once we get that, we pass inspections, we have to make beer. And so that's another 3 weeks. And so, you know, every day really, really counts that SoCal Edison comes together and makes it happen for us. So, worst case scenario, we're open at the end of August, hopefully mid-August.
Well, we're so excited to be able to go drink some beer.
Yeah, it's a great day. I don't know if you guys got a chance to walk by or pop your head in, but we've been working on it, and it's, you know, it's like kind of like building a home when we bought this place, our home that we live in, remodeling. Lauren and I both kind of have the same personalities where we both want to take charge, and it's a struggle. She's always right. Yeah. Right. So we got there. The building looks great. I couldn't be happier with how it all came out. So have you got a chance to pop by?
No, I mean, neither of us have really been down in the circle lately.
Yeah. It's been a few months, but
yeah,
go back. We're excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll feel all brand new to you again.
Yeah, especially with the outdoor dining.
Yeah. I know everyone was just so excited to come shop after being like stuck inside for months, and shopping online isn't the same. So they open up tables, open up stores, anything. I feel like people are rushing to get down there.
Yeah, I was telling Lindsay, like, I just miss browsing stores and touching different fabrics.
Right. Yeah.
Like, shopping's not the same.
No, we just wanted to come in and, yeah, we're shopping for everything. We just want to touch things and look at it and just be, I guess, anywhere besides inside your house as people want to be.
Yeah, I want the experience of shopping.
I agree. I miss it. We miss everyone. We miss seeing everyone's faces.
Aww.
Well, and Lauren Lee, you know, is one of our favorite spots to pop into. And I love the accessories at Lauren Lee and the shoes.
Yeah. Shoes.
I can't believe she's been there for 10 years already. 10 years.
Yeah. 10 years.
Congratulations.
That went by fast. I was really bummed. I mean, I was excited, obviously, but I was bummed because I was planning to have this huge 10-year, like, huge party. I even wanted to rent, like, book out the brewery and have this huge, huge party. But that didn't happen just because of everything going on. And we couldn't have a party of 5 people. It wouldn't really be the same, really.
Yeah. Quite the celebration. No, for sure.
So next year, we'll do an encore
celebration.
Yeah, no, I mean, 10 years, like, you definitely, something needs to happen, you know. You definitely have to do some kind of celebration.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah, Smoked has been there for, it'll be 8 years coming up here at the end of August. So
8 years.
Wow.
No.
Are you buying a new home and a bit stressed about financing? When you explore your options with Stearns Lending in Orange, the home loan process doesn't have to be overwhelming. Our friends Brett and Trish Glasser are mortgage pros, and they're here to help you find the best loan options to suit your needs. Just visit StearnsHomeLoans.com/orange today to start your journey. That's StearnsHomeLoans.com/orange. Congratulations.
So for the brewery, do you guys, do you guys have like your menu planned out? Is there like a drink or like a food item that you're super pumped about that you think the listeners should know about before your, you know, hopefully your grand opening in August?
Yeah. I think that I think we wanted to create something that there was a void in the circle. I think we did a real good job with that with our menu. And my chef, he came from his fine dining background. He was at a restaurant called Davio's. Have you heard of that? I think it's in Irvine.
Oh, I've never heard of that. I mean, I live in Irvine, but apparently I don't get out much because there are so many places to eat in Irvine.
Anyway, so we brought him over and, it's not a pretentious place. It's just something that for everybody.
The menu looks amazing. And what I've tried is I'm not just saying this because obviously we own the brewery, but I really want to eat there every single day.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
Yeah, there's something for everyone. Big, big sandwiches, heavy appetizers,
the chicken wings were amazing.
Yeah. Chef put together
chicken wings.
Great menu.
Salads. That,
we're excited about sharing with everybody. And then the brewmaster I hired, he was award-winning Great American Beer Festival, a couple medals for his IPAs. He came from a small brewery up in Central California called Kern River Brewing Company. And he was up there for a couple of years and just decided Central California wasn't for him and his wife. And so they moved back down to San Diego and through a friend of a friend, we kind of met and hit it off and decided to bring him on. So everybody's kind of just waiting. The menu's done and the beers. We're actually getting ready to brew our first batch of beer right before the COVID, pandemic. And so he still has his grain just sitting there. We had power to the building at the time that would let us brew our first batch, thinking that we would, once we got the rest of the power, then we would actually open up the brewery. But it all worked out. It's kind of, I don't want to say it's a blessing, but it would have been bad timing if we'd opened up the brewery and then had to shut everything down. So we're very, very fortunate that we've got a great landlord who's been really, really kind to us over the year and a half. So, we're getting there, like I said, every day. It's something a step closer, but hoping the middle of August or end of August. And I know I probably shouldn't say that because how many dates have I said before, Lauren?
It was last October for sure. End of the year by far.
For
February.
Sure. Oh, for my birthday. Wow.
There was no way to start of summer. For sure, end of March. No, I wouldn't say a date. I think that just jinxed it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It'll be one day. It'll be a surprise. Like, oh, we're open.
I'll be surprised.
I can't wait to throw the grand opening party, but that's another party that may not happen.
Right.
Also because we don't know the date.
You know, with that building in the back, we've got a back patio space that can seat about 80 people. So huge patio. So if we do have to open and we're still in the situation that we're in now, we'll be able to put some seats in there and be okay with street dining and then the patio as well. So.
Well, we're sending out positive vibes that August will be the time for it to,
thank you,
to open.
Thank you. Yeah.
Keep sending the positive vibes.
We'll take it.
We're out there. It's happening.
It's happening.
It'll be worth the wait for sure.
For sure.
I feel like the longer it takes because some issue or whatever, then we just get to find a new thing to add to the building and to the restaurant to make it even better. Like, now we can.
Yeah, exactly.
So the outdoor back patio, which a lot of people don't know about, it's really cute. It's going to be really fun.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, that's really exciting. So also for Smoked, are there any new dishes or drinks or anything that you've added to the menu, or is there anything you would highly recommend to our listeners who want to pop by for some alfresco dining or some takeout? Yeah,
definitely. The burnt ends are a must have. And we sell so many burnt ends. It's a tedious process to make it, but it's about a 14-hour process to make the burnt ends, but everybody just loves them. And it's always a favorite at all of the like food shows that we do. We always feature that. We were just on a show that we filmed about a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And it's called Tasty Treats. It was on the Food Channel.
Oh my gosh, what?
Yeah. It finally aired 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, babe?
I think around 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we filmed it like a year and a half ago.
It was really fun.
It was a fun day.
It was cool.
And so we thought it would never, see the light of day, but they finally aired it. So that was a dish that everybody that was featured on there was the burnt ends and also the 420, which is a dish that we came up with that people really, really like to enjoy. So yeah, as far as new stuff on the menu, we've tried so many over the 8 years, we've tried just so many different dishes, and people come there for the five proteins that we have, the brisket, the chicken, ribs, sausage, and pulled pork. That's what they come there for.
We've tried. I've heard some suggestions of people asking to bring back the Lauren Sammy.
Oh, that's right.
That got
oh my gosh, you have a sandwich called the Lauren Sammy.
Oh, I love that. That's so cute. Yeah.
That's where I had it. I got married and it suddenly came off the menu. And I'm not kidding.
It's on the secret menu. We've got a secret menu. So we can still.
Oh. Wait, what's on the Sammy?
What is the Sammy?
She kind of created it and then I kind of.
I did. Well, you had smoked, offered like whatever year that was. Offer this contest on Facebook and said create a sandwich, and whoever sandwich gets voted the top three, they're gonna do taste testings for customers, and then the top one will get put on the menu. I think it really did win though, right?
Yeah,
but just because I was dating. The chef Corey really did win. Yeah. I hope that's true, but who knows? But anyway, so I submitted my amazing sandwich, and obviously it won because it was so delicious that people still ask for it by name.
They do. What's on it? It's our smoked turkey. It was on Texas toast.
Yes,
Texas toast.
We do a appetizer there, fried avocados, avocado fries that I've seen other people do. We've been doing it for 8 years. They're fantastic.
Amazing. So that I added onto the sandwich. That was people really liked that.
Creamy, and the avocado's creamy, but then you drop it in the fryer and then there's a nice little crust on the outside.
So yummy.
Oh my gosh.
And there was aioli.
Wow.
We had an aioli on there.
And you know what? We had it on a pretzel bun to start, then my sandwich was way too expensive.
Yes, it was.
$25.
That's probably why it came up.
Oh yeah. So then I moved to a Texas too. Yeah, but
the secret menu.
We'll see what gets put on the 1886 menu. I'll try to add in a special little Lauren Lee something.
We'll see.
Dessert.
Yes, please do that.
For sure.
I'm officially hungry.
Yeah, just same.
We're recording this around lunchtime, so now I'm like.
You should come out this weekend. If you're still comfortable getting out and about, it's going to be a really, really busy weekend in the circle.
Are comfortable, come out and meet him. He'll give you a tour of the brewery.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I would love
that. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It has to happen. Lindsay, let's do this.
Okay. I'm ready.
Anytime. Let us know.
So you already kind of gave us a lot of updates on what's happening in the circle, but do you have any more juicy updates for our listeners that they should know about or
what's going on in the circle?
Juicy updates.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the circle right now. There's a lot of, unfortunately, people that, didn't make it and business lost their businesses. And some people just decided to close up and for whatever reason. But we're seeing a lot of vacant spaces that are coming up. And people changing, like selling their business. And all of a sudden, it was a hamburger joint. Now it's a chicken shop.
We heard about that. Burger parlor. Changed to a Jack's,
overnight. He sold it, and then the wall just disappeared. Like nobody knows what happened. Shut down. We'll see. But as far as anything else coming new, that Lauren has 10 different ideas a day. Which she wants to do another this, another that. I'm just like shaking my head. Like
stay tuned.
Now is not the time. It's probably the worst time, right? But
I agree with that.
That's pretty much
that, but. I can't stop the ideas from coming.
We have one that we both really, really want to put together, and I'm not even going to say it because I don't want to jinx it, but it's definitely something that the circle needs, and that isn't anything else like that. She's waving her hand at me like, don't say anything. It may not be for another year or so, but people are going to just be like very thankful that it's there.
Well, we're excited to see what's coming from you guys next.
We're excited. Yeah. We're sad that the street fair got canceled this year. So dining is kind of going to.
Yeah. Kind of feels like a street fair.
Kind of. Yeah. But that's that. So maybe they'll do something to, we haven't heard anything, but make up for that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a big event.
A holiday fair, perhaps.
Maybe we'll see.
Like in the Hallmark movies.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, we're just excited to be part of the town. We love it. I'm excited for the brewery.
The other projects.
Smoked and Lauren Lane. Thankful. We wouldn't have met without it. So we love the circle.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Tender.
So tender.
Yeah. Mike, Lauren, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah.
Thank you so much for updating us on Laura Lee, the brewery, and Smoked. We just want to let our listeners know that they could go to our show notes to check out the social media handles for their pages so you could stay updated on what's happening. And we also want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of What's Juicy. And we want to encourage you all to squeeze the day. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.